Synopsis.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hi, Ben. I'm fine, thanks. I've just been doing some work on that play for class, remember?
You mean Tennessee Williams' play, A Streetcar Named Desire? Well, yes. Actually, I've just read it. What do you think? Shall we go through it together?
Yeah, great. Okay, the play, A Streetcar Named Desire, takes place in the American South. It starts on a day in May when Blanche DuBois arrives in New Orleans in a street named Elysian Fields.
She has come to visit her sister, Stella Kowalski, who lives in this rather shabby neighborhood with her husband, Stanley. Blanche arrives unexpectedly, and she has no idea about her sister's living conditions.
Yes, she seems quite shocked to find Stella living in such a house. Stella is out, but when she hears that her sister has come, she goes home to welcome her.
The sisters hug each other heartily, and they seem very happy to see each other again. Still, the whole atmosphere is a bit awkward, I think, as Blanche seems to be a noble lady who is shocked about the circumstances her sister is living in.
At the same time, we learn that Blanche tells her sister that she has lost the family plantation, Belle Reve. She seems overwrought and nervous, looking for some rest in her sister's home.
Later, Stella's husband, Stanley, comes home. He welcomes Blanche, but the difference between his macho working-class attitude and her distinguished behavior are soon bound to clash.
The next evening, Blanche and Stella get ready for a night out. While Blanche is taking a bath, Stella tells her husband about the lost family estate. Stanley is furious because he thinks that Blanche has cheated on her sister.
He takes Blanche to task, but she reacts flirtatiously to his accusations. In the end, she shows him some undefined papers concerning the mortgage of the plantation, and he seems to believe her.
On the same evening, some of Stanley's friends come to play poker, and Stella takes her sister out for dinner. When the sisters return at night, the men are still playing, and Stanley is drunk. I think Blanche develops an interest in one of his friends, a shy bachelor named Harold Mitchell, whom his friends call Mitch.
Yes, but the atmosphere is heated up as Stanley is rude and impolite to the two women. He gets mad and even hits his pregnant wife.
Oh, he's behaving like a real brute there. Then Blanche helps to get her sister to the neighbor's apartment upstairs, while the other men put Stanley under the shower to sober him up.
And later, when Stella hears her husband plead for her return, she goes back the same night, and they celebrate their reconciliation in bed.
Yeah, and Blanche fearfully returns on the next morning. She just cannot understand how her sister can go back to such a violent man. She wants her to leave Stanley.